You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm so excited to have some live guests in the studio with me today. Welcome Maggie Swanson and Sharon Kelly. Hello.
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 Thank you for having us.
Thank you both so much for being here. You're part of the Douglas July 4th Celebration Committee, here to talk about everything going on this weekend. But before we get into that, I just wanted to ask both of you, as residents here in Alaska, in the United States, what does the 4th of July mean to you? Maggie, I'll let you go first.
It's a time when we can appreciate the freedom that we have, the ability to go out and do what we want, when we want, without having restrictions on any types of things. I mean, because of that, we're able to go and do and live the life that we have here. And I think that we're extremely fortunate to be able to do that.
Sharon, what would you? How about you?
I would just add that I think my love of country culminates on the 4th of July. And it's a day to celebrate our country and community, kids get together and share the love.
And even though we're on the radio and you can't see them, these two are, they've got their 4th of July flair all over the place. They're all decked out with beads and headbands and t-shirts in the red, white, and blue. And we've got some pictures of them and what they're wearing up on the website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. So thanks for bringing the festive today. So how long have each of you been a part of the July 4th committee, and what makes you want to be involved year after year?
Gosh, I started being involved with the committee, I think, in the early 80s. I know it was 25 years ago, so it's been forever. And it's good. My first set of kids really enjoyed going down to the beach and doing the activities, and then I got involved with it, and now my grandkids do that. So.
And how about you, Maggie?
I've been on the committee for over 15 years, and I just thoroughly enjoy the festivities and watching the kids do it. And I used to participate in Douglas on the 4th of July when I was a little kid with the field races and things. And so it's just wonderful memories, and I just hope to make wonderful memories for all of the future, all the kids now and in the future. They just have a great time, and they get out and experience it.
Well, the kids have had it rough for a long time now. Last summer, I know lots of annual events were scaled down or canceled. Did your group do anything to mark the occasion?
Last year, we didn't. No. So, but we're really seeing a lot of excitement build for this year.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Please tell the good people all about what you've got planned for this weekend.
Okay. Well, let me start with this is the 122nd Douglas 4th of July event. So this has been going on for over 100 years. And for history, for those that don't know it, when the mines were running, and they were running both on Juneau and on Douglas, the miners got 2 days off a year. And that was Christmas and the 4th of July. So that's when they started setting the fireworks off at midnight on the 3rd, so they could enjoy them, then enjoy the 4th of July, and then go back to work on the 5th. So we still go with that time schedule. I'll turn it over to Maggie to talk about the events.
Hey, thank you, Sharon. So we are focusing on families and kids and getting people out and enjoying life again. So we're going to start on Saturday, July 3rd, with bike decorating, bike, trike, wagons, wheelchairs, strollers, whatever kids have, anything at all. Come and join us at the Douglas Public Library down in the parking garage. We supply all of the goodies. We're trying to get kids geared up to be in the parade on Sunday, but if they don't want to, that's okay too. Just come and join us, have fun, get into the patriotic spirit. And then we also have the Douglas Library people have provided chalk, so the kids can be out in front decorating the sidewalks with their chalk.
Cool.
Which is a good way to get started. And then for the first time ever, we're going to have a soapbox car show. So all of you folks that have built your own cars and have cars that you want to show off before the races and before the trials, come up, bring your car up to the top of the hill there on St. Anne's, and line them up and show them off. It's going to be a great show.
Now, do the soapbox cars tend to stay together or look as good as they do at the end of the race?
Well, we do have a person with a toolkit to help things along the way so that maybe the sister or brother could use the same cart again.
And if I could interject something about soapbox, Derbies have been a long-time tradition. I lived on 12th Street in Juneau growing up in the 50s, and they would start at the top of 12th Street and race all the way down 12th Street. And then there wasn't any racing for a long time, and then we set it up in Douglas, and we've really had good reactions from the kids.
It sounds like so much fun.
It's a blast. So the registration and the trials start at 6 o'clock on the 3rd, right after the car show. And so come, and you do need to get registered, but come and practice and make sure that the car works really good and there won't be any issues for the races on the 4th, which happen right after the parade. So on the 4th, I just want to say a big thank you to First Student. They provide a shuttle between Juneau and Douglas every 30 minutes.
Such a good idea.
Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to worry about parking or getting walking if you can't walk all the way.
Maybe it'll reduce the traffic a little bit,
too. A little bit, yeah. So from 12 to 6, we have the buses leave from the Juneau Federal Building going to Sazak Gastineau Community School. At noon on the 4th, the Douglas Community United Methodist Church rings in the 4th of July, which is amazing. Our parade starts at 3. We start lining up at 2:30. Our grand marshals are Sandy and Suzanne Williams. Please check out our Facebook page and our website and check out their bios and see everything that they have done for the community. It's an amazing couple. We have full prizes. The children's parade lines up at the north end parking lot at Gastineau School. Come and join us, everybody. We'd love to have you. Then as the parade goes down the hill, there's a 4th of July deep pit beef barbecue at the Douglas Community United Methodist Church. There's hot dog sales by the firefighters. And then as you continue on down the rest of the parade, as the parade disperses, all of the kids then move on down to the field events. And that starts at 4 o'clock. Any age from 2 to on up, we have 10-yard up to 20, 30, 40-yard races. We have sack races. We have three-legged races for kids and their parents. Then at 4 o'clock also is the soapbox races. So kids can head up the hill there and start racing their cars.
Well, what about the Sandcastle Challenge?
And that starts earlier, The tides are going to be working their way out, and you can, everybody, please come and pick your big place of sand. It's supposed to be nice. We did put in that request, and it seems so far to be on the schedule. That would be nice. And so we've got some pictures from past sandcastles, and some people are build elaborate, wonderful things. So come and show us your artistic ability in the sand.
So it looks like 1 p.m. is registration, and low tide is about 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
High tide is 10 a.m. I love how all this information is right here, by the way. I don't know. I do not have the tide table memorized. So that's good to think about as you're planning your castle.
Exactly, and how much space you're going to need as it grows and the tide goes out. So then, again, the derby is at 4 o'clock. Then the soapbox derby, they finalize that and the kids' races kind of finish up. Then the sandcastle awards are done. Then people start moseying back up the hill again. And you get to the Douglas Fire Station, and we have the make and break hose races, which are just a blast, and because it's supposed to be nice and hot, nobody minds getting sprayed with all the water, right?
Nope.
And so they have all their competitions there. And I want to say a thank you to Alaska Music One, because they're going to be providing music at the pavilion for the whole
live bands.
Live bands.
Wow,
yes.
So cool.
So isn't that great?
Yeah.
So, and they haven't been out playing in a long time either. So we're really looking forward to hearing live music outside and getting out and enjoying these things. We have Garden of Agony and Manic 3. They're going to be providing music for
That's
us.
That's great. Garden of Agony is a friend of the station. They've done lots of interviews with us and on our music stations with our DJs
nice.
There.
So
wonderful.
Yeah.
And then we have several food vendors lined up. Copa, Elotus Locus, the Filipino community, Kettle Corn, and Nano's Grill. They'll be providing food down in the Sandy Beach area. And again, there'll be food on St. Anne's coming down. We have Face Paints by Sam. We'll be having little tattoos and sparkly things for the kids. And
there you have it. It's a wrap.
That's it.
Well, what are you two each looking forward to the most, or what's your favorite part?
I just love watching all of the kids. their faces light up with the, from the parades all down to the little kids' races. Seeing those little two-year-olds run the 10-yard dash is so much fun, you know? And then just, you know, just watching them experience everything. It's just so nice to see the whole community out and having a good time and enjoying each other, seeing friends and family that you haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Sharon?
Same. I love the parade. I love to go down and watch the little kids race and the families. And the kids get a dollar if they race, mm-hmm. a silver dollar.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And then the winners get a little bit more. And so it's incentive, but they take it home and, you know, it's something to remember. And then they have their pictures. They're taking pictures of them. And mm-hmm. Every year I have pictures of my kids growing up running in the races.
Right. And then in the parade, they do. The kids get a Susan B. Anthony silver dollar to participate and then prizes for first in different categories as well.
And we did one other thing, too, that we really have been working on. It's really very hard to get volunteers.
Yeah.
We're a small committee.
I was just thinking this was so much to coordinate.
We're like Mighty Might, you know, the little committee that could. But we have partnered with two of the high school teams, and they will be running the events for the kids' races, and they're doing the soapbox race. And so they get a stipend for doing that, and we get their help, and they're learning about supporting their community. So it's kind of a win-win all the way around.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear you guys have some good help and support with this mm-hmm. event.
And I do want to say thank you, too, to AML, Costco, and CCON, because they have been instrumental in helping with the soapbox derby as well. They're getting the tires and the track and the ramp and all those things squared away that we just can't take care of.
Well, shout out to them and to you both as well. So much work coordinating this, even with a good team of helpers. I know it's a lot. Where can we find out more information if we miss some of the details that you shared today?
As you drive into Douglas or you come into Douglas, there'll be volunteers handing out our program so they can get it when they come into Douglas. But it's also on our website at www.douglas4th of July.com.
Douglas4thofjuly.com should be easy enough to find, and all the info there. This little pamphlet is also very handy, so I recommend grabbing one of those if you want to know everything that's going to be happening this weekend and you don't want to miss a minute of it. What are you guys going to do after the weekend?
Breathe.
We'll start thinking about things we want to do next year.
We do a wrap up and say, okay.
All right. Well, stay rested, stay hydrated, keep cool, carry on. Thank you both so much for doing what you do, and thanks for being on the show today. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
I would just like to say one thing. We just found out yesterday that the Civil Air Patrol will be providing a color guard for the parade, so we want to tell them thank you as well. And to just the whole community, like Sharon said, you know, we can't do this without everybody's participation and without everybody coming and joining it, too.
Or without great coordinators like yourselves. So thanks again for being here today, Sharon Kelly and Maggie Swanson, Douglas 4th of July Celebration Committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.